Hello, welcome, and yes, thank you for joining us. We're live here in the 8 o'clock hour. Why? Because I'm going to be taking off at about 9:30. So we are here. The number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And if you prefer email us, fine, it's dave@petsofinancial.net. Okay, so the market explodes higher several weeks in a row. In fact, it's like since 1933 that the market, I know these statistics are just silly. It's like watching a football game and they go, well, do you realize it's been 6 years since, you know, after a punt, it's just ridiculous how they come up with all of these ridiculous statistics that, I don't know, I guess we're interested in them. But it's been quite a rally. Over 3% gains for the past 3 weeks in the Dow. Remarkable. And it can't happen when you think about it. You sit there and you look at the news. And I really want to talk about this today, about two things. How the fact that you sit in front of the TV and think you get wisdom and good information, and how we can be clever by half. You know, I can't tell you how many conversations I have with people who are, you know, and I don't argue them. I just, unless they ask for my opinion, but it's like most time people are just making a statement. Market's going to go down. It's market's ahead of itself, you know, stuff like that. And sometimes they'll throw it in and say, market's ahead of itself. You know, so don't you think? Kind of thing. And I'm always given the same answer, which is really not an answer. Not that the answer anybody's looking for, like what the market is going to do. Because we don't know. And you truly don't know. And until you can really come to that, people can outfox themselves all the time. All the time. I know some of the super smart people. I mean, highly, highly successful. Lots of money, property, whatever, right? I mean, just doing really well, killing it. And they never get the market right. I mean, never. Almost never. Because they're always feeling like they have to do something, right? Because they're, you know, plugged in and they're spending a lot of time thinking about things, right? They're dwelling on them, right? They're riding around in a truck or whatever it is, and they're thinking and thinking and thinking, and maybe listening to a little talk radio to get some thinking in. Nothing wrong with that. Until we cross over and think that all that thinking helps us figure out what the future is. And unless you really, really get the market, I mean, really get it, they're wrong almost all the time. Doesn't stop them from continuing to play the game. Because, you see, once you start doing that, your brain kicks in to be thinking that's a wise thing to be doing. People don't write down, you know, remember the last 10 times I've thought this and that really didn't happen that way? We don't think that. I got to stop doing that. I'm just not going to do that. You know, we don't do that. We sit and try to figure it out. I have those conversations all the time, so I know it's a natural human tendency. I do it too. But wisdom in investments oftentimes is this. I think, doesn't matter, don't know, don't do anything, leave it alone, leave it be. Now, we have seen this recently on such display. Nobody thought the market would do this. I mean, virtually nobody, okay? I mean, well, you've been optimistic, Dave. Yeah, but this is boom. This is boom stuff, right? This is like, we're going way higher, right? We've gone way higher, fast. But before you think you're right in saying something like, yeah, so therefore it must slow down now, you've been thinking that for thousands of points. Huh? Right? Honestly? Well, not really this time. Not really. No, don't do that. You start playing that game, and maybe you're right that, you know, like a stopped watch, you're right once. What do you think happens? Now you're a genius. Trading genius. You're like a futurist, man. You see the future clearly. You can see lots of things about the future. That's the point of investing, isn't it? Right? Nothing wrong with saying, you know what? I think robotics are going to be great. I think 5G is going to be amazing. We talk about it all the time. I think I'll get some money in front of that space. Okay. That's way, way, way different from saying, I think the market's too high. I think it's going to go down. Way different. Way different. Aging of America. All the things that come with that. The fact that automobile industry has been dead for a long, long time says maybe, I think I'll just kind of back away from that and not put money in that space. That would be called rational, right? That'd be called rational analysis. Guessing what the market's going to do on a short-term basis is foolish. It's just plain old foolish. Even people that do it know it. But it doesn't stop the commentary. And here's where I think people miss this so much. Because we think we're getting good information, good data, solid stuff that we can build on and learn to help us manage our lives in multiple ways. We call it the news. Now, it's really the old because it's just a historic report of what happened yesterday. But we think it gives us insight into what's coming. Now, a couple things you have to recognize when you really take a step back, and this is what I'm talking about. If you want expertise or you think about expertise in an area, here's what it looks like, right? People that really know spend their lives, not a couple years, decades, in a space they are passionate about, can't wait to learn about. They're intuitive about it. You know who they are. Those are the folks that you seek. And only those folks do you seek information from. Clarity. Do you know what those folks do? They'll take some stuff in. But they're not sitting there in front of the TV all the time. Not at all. Not remotely. They're reading. They're thinking. They're doing nothing. Staring off into space. Thinking. Talking with other people, dialoguing with other managers, maybe trying to understand some industry they've been thinking about. Want to know more. Tell me more about artificial intelligence. I don't feel I'm up to speed enough. Tell me more. And they think. And they think about it. They don't log in to the daily bombardment of bad news. But imagine what CNBC does every day. Nobody watches when the market goes up. I mean, literally, their ratings fall apart. When things are bad out there, volatile at the very least, people look. It's a train wreck. They got to watch. So they look. I got to get more information, more data, more stuff to make me try to do the wrong thing at the wrong time. That's what I need to do. I want to get in front of that. It's not logical. It's just true. And so we do that. But that's their heyday. That's when they're important. People are watching. But if you really watch and you look at the record and stuff, and I don't want to beat up on Cramer. He's absurd, okay? Just absurd. I used to get good tidbits from him, you know? It's just weird. But then you have to stop and you have to say, what is wrong with him? Like, super negative all the time, pretends not to be because the market's gone up thousands of points. an absurd, what, 8,000 points. It's not going to get better. And it's just like, you know, when I read the hedge fund, and this is what we, you know, oh, God. Yeah, what, you ran a hedge fund. If you did what you talk about all the time, you wouldn't have a hedge fund because you've lost everybody's money. Constant negative. So you can just beat that up. And then all the people around, it's like, I don't know, you know, man, market participants don't feel this way. I talked to Joe, the hedge fund manager, Bob, Pete, Willie. They all think the market is way overdone. Thousands of points ago, I'm not talking about last week. And this just continues. The drumbeat continues. Bad, bad, bad. And they're like, wow. They're so wrong, and they're so wrong all the time. But that's all right. You get a pass. If you're negative, you get a pass. It's okay. Because you're cautious. You know, all the things you want to put around. Yeah, I'm just being cautious in here. Some wild-eyed optimist that says, I think the market's going up. He was wrong. Boom. Shoot him. He's got to die. I mean, it's just, it's crazy how that is. Okay? But if you're cautious, then you get a pass. You can be cautious your whole life, and they keep putting you on TV. That's true. Think about it. I can name people. We're not going to bother that. But what I'm saying is what happens now is you have to sometimes take a step back. And this, I think, affects our thinking today as well. A very important point, I believe. We have intense groupthink. No matter where we are, we hang around people that tend to think like we do. You have to pull away. You have to have different friends, different groups of friends. It doesn't mean you have to have a bunch of whack jobs over here so you can get the kind of thinking of whack job thinking. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying people have different opinions. Men see things different than women. Young people than old. Conservatives and liberals. But what the point I'm making is that if we get caught in our own group thinking, but I can tell you what happens in New York. I've said this before, J.P. Morgan, the House of Doom and Gloom. It used to be PIMCO, but in my mind, I think they've taken over. Why? Trump hatred. It's true. You can't go to a conference and not hear them through their, well, we don't, you know, we really don't think about politics, talking about politics. You can't help it. And they're wrong. All the time. I mean, all the time. They don't really sound wrong because they've learned how to manipulate what they said and change the narrative so it kind of blends quickly into what's actually happening at the time. Now, you get a group of people that are really negative, talking to each other and living, this is my point, living in COVIDville, in lockdown, angry, I can't do things, barking at each other. And this goes on and on and on. Is there clarity in what's going on? No. No. And I'm not here to put down J.P. Morgan. This goes on and on. This is why hedge fund manager after hedge fund manager that all hang out together. They all live in New York and Connecticut. Are negative. And wrong. It's interesting when you stop and you think about what has happened here. Why are they so wrong? And you have to not just make fun. I'm not making fun. I'm saying this is the circumstances. The closer you get to the core and the more you don't allow other thought in, the more you're sure that New York City is the only place where the really smart, smart, smart people hang out. The more convinced you are, you need to listen to the same people that feel the same way you do. And you have groupthink. And we have bad news. And bad news, and bad news. Throw COVID in there. And you got a bunch of people running around in the streets that have nothing better to do. They're not working. They've been in lockdown. And now we can even go breathe on each other, apparently, because if you're rioting, it's totally okay. It's totally okay to go get 6 inches from somebody else. In fact, beat them up. It's okay. Because, you know, it's for a good cause, I suppose. It's nuts. And the market goes to all-time highs. Doubling down on the noise of how the market's too high. We have to think about that. We don't want to be clever by half. We don't. We don't want to outfox ourselves. We just don't want to do that. And it's hard not to do. Like I said, I hear it all the time. What do you think? I try not to do it a lot. I try not to predict what the market's going to do. Because I don't know. I've been around long enough to know that I don't know. And if you take people's positions, mine too, and sell off because things got to wait for something to happen, that was thousands of points ago. They're gone. The best trading days are right next to the worst trading days, and you can't time them. The biggest down days are right next to the biggest up days. Always are. 70%, something like that, of the time. So not always. Most always. You don't just out of the blue go, wow, that was a really big day. You know why it's a really big day? Because it was a really bad day the day before or the week before. And the market's recovering quickly. And vice versa. Markets go up 10% all of our life and we make it difficult. Like you have to do better than that? Really? Because you won't. Not for any long period of time. You like the gaming? Okay. Hopefully that little pot of speculation you have over there, that little is a little bit. And I would hope you don't do very well so you don't make that the way you trade before you lose it all. Like the gambler that goes in, the kid that's first night gambling, turns 21, goes in and wins. Not a good day. No, that's not a good thing. Because they think they got it figured out. All right, I got to take a quick break. We don't want to be so clever, so thoughtful, that we go out and we think we know what the future is going to be. Wise people take a step back with humility, and understand they don't. And they also remember all the times they tried. And they learn from that. We got to be careful of all of what we're seeing is bad. It's hateful and angry. It's frustrating. It consumes a lot of our thought. What's wrong with these people? And then sometimes it's like, what's wrong with me? What I don't know. I don't know what it's like. I know it's wrong to pretend to be angry about something so I can steal a Rolex watch, beat up an old lady, shoot a cop, and calling for defunding of police. And are these people crazy? Yeah, they are, but it's not the majority of people. It looks like it when we look through a lens of a TV because there's hundreds of them and they're angry. And they seem to have the same message, even globally. Am I the only person that's sane anymore? No, they're insane. There's billions of people in the world. Quite a large number, even though a small percentage, are crazy. We'll get our bearings. Politicians don't have they have no idea what to do. None. They don't even know who they are. Politicians just like put a finger in the wind, stick a finger up their nose, and go, I don't know. Because they don't know. They have no compass. I mean, there are, you know who the great politicians were, right? I mean, we all know Lincoln was, Reagan, because they always were who they were. They didn't sit around and measure polls, try to pull something off on people. They did what they felt was right, even if it hurt them. Do you really feel that way about the Minneapolis guy or gal? I don't even know. The one in D.C. that, well, it's this, then it's that, and then we did, They just sit around and, well, I don't know how I'm going to get reelected if I don't want to make these people mad. So I think I'll just not, like, you know, police. They don't have any compass. None. So we're expecting things from, quotes, leaders. They're imbeciles. Relax. This will pass. But if we sit and watch it all the time, it just doesn't feel like it's going to go away. It feels worse, and it pushes us to bad decisions. Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. It's Dave at PetsoFinancial.net, and we'll be right back. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. You know, it is amazing how wrong the experts are all the time. I saw it today. It's always, it's like we always case things in this interesting, we run through different ways of saying it, right? Right? So this one is like, experts are worried. Experts are worried about the spread of coronavirus. Headline. Experts are worried about stock prices. Experts are, so we're kind of in that period like, oh, well, this isn't just an article about the market being high. This is the article about the experts telling us what the future is going to be. Now, remember, experts never have to apologize for being wrong because they're actually not really ever wrong. It's, we just have to get more data and then put it in to our models. So the experts on virus who have spent their entire lives on virus are wrong. The experts about what would happen in the Middle East when we leave. Well, we've left a lot of places and they were wrong. The experts on Russia, wrong. The experts on the stock market, wrong. They're wrong. By and large, they're wrong. Now, that doesn't mean we don't listen to experts. I just find it amazing. Experts are worried about fill in the blank. Okay. It's not that we should never have a prediction. That's not the point. The point is we should always stop and go, okay. So economists are, as I talk about all the time, wrong almost all the time. And they are. Almost all the time, they're wrong. I found it amazing. A guy named L. Arian, he's on TV all the time. I'm not sure he's been right in his career. I was going to say my career, but my career is quite a bit longer. I mean, literally, I don't know what he's right about anything, and he's still around. If you're Mr. Negative, he used to be with PIMCO, the House of Doom and Gloom, and he was Mr. Doom and Gloom through one of the greatest bull markets in all of history. Weirdly, he lost his job because, well, his performance results, well, if you're Mr. Doom and Gloom in a raging bull market, probably didn't work out well for the clients. That's all right. He moves on. Now he's just a spokesperson, so he can't really be wrong. He can just wring his hands and go, well, we're a little concerned here. I'm a little fussed about there. I'm a little worried there. But, you know, there are selective. I love this one. Selective opportunities. Selective. You have to be cautious and just pick the right stuff, and you'll be okay. Really? Wow. Hold it. Give me a pen. I got to write that down. It's incredible how wrong. But this one kind of takes the cake, doesn't it? This week kind of took the cake. You want to know how right the market was? It was grinding higher, maybe even kind of soaring higher. And the experts couldn't believe it. Until Friday. Instead of 7.5 million jobs lost, I got to repeat that because that's a large number. The expected job loss was 7.5 million jobs lost in the month of May. Wrong. 2.5 million were gained. 2.5 million. Now, this is an unusual time, okay? But isn't if we actually gained one job versus losing 7.5 million? Isn't that a bit overly pessimistic? I mean, they're so far off. And it's an unusual time. My point is sometimes the wisest thing to do is go, I don't know. I just don't know. We don't know. But really, if you think about it and you get on the MSNBC and the CNN hate Trump networks, then you sit there and you go, wow, nothing is ever good. I mean, nothing. Unemployment is going to be over 20%. That's what all the economists, they'll find them. Boom, boom. Where's the negative people? Let's get them out here. We don't want balance. We never want balance. We need to work this narrative. Not watchable. It's not watchable. It's not intelligent to watch. It's not. Why would I watch somebody that's trying to sell me something? I want information. That's not information. It's a sales pitch. One-sided sales pitch is not information, ever. No balance. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We'll come back to this, but I got ahead. I got way behind, I should say, not ahead of our commercial breaks. Jim, hang on. We're going to grab you on the other side of the break. I got to get this Fox News out of the way, and we'll be right back at 580-KIDO. Hello, welcome, and once again, thank you for joining us. It's 580-5436, 580-KIDO. You know, again, we've been talking about how bad news sells, right? And it just does. It really, really does. But it does consume us, and people think, all of us think, we're smarter than we are. I mean, we got brains. We can figure it out, right? And follow those tracks. Ugh, there's food at the end of the line. Danger in the jungle. These things are fine and easy. And they are. It's how our brains are wired. But it doesn't stop or unwire when it comes to trying to predict the future. A future full of billions of people. And some of them are just like totally crazy. Some are evil. Some entire nations are basically evil. It's weird and hard, and it makes it kind of hard to determine, especially something as emotional as short-term movements in a stock market. And people always want to try to figure it out. They do, you know? Like, what do you think about the Fibonacci retracement of the half or a third or whatever? Like, Fibonacci, I think that was an old gambling thing where you double your bets every... I'm stupid. Like, the market moves with numerology. Really? You see what I mean? It's completely illogical sometimes what people are babbling about. Well, you know, clearly the Dow can't go up because it can't go through this resistance line at $27,233. Oh, so that's what drives the market. It's not whether Boeing is expected or announced great profits or expected to have another 737 fall out of the sky. That doesn't do it. No, it's just numerology. We all look for that, don't we? Always. Always. All right. Let's go ahead and go to the phones here. Our number is 580-KIDO. Let's go to Jim. Jim.
Morning, Dave. What's happening?
Good morning. Well, it's raining on my golf game. That's what it's going to be doing.
Well, you golfers need to get tougher and golf in the rain. Of course, there could be lightning, but other than that.
Other than lightning, we'll play. That's it, unless the golf course is flooded. So
yeah, the whole place will be a water trap.
It will be. It is. It can be.
You know, I wanted to make a comment. you know, now, as you know, I'm not a Warren Buffett fan. I think he's a financial bully. But I wish Warren Buffett would sue the hell out of Dan the Safe Money Dude, you know, for using his name, saying Buffett has a first rule, never lose money. Yeah. Buffett ought to sue the hell out of that guy.
Well, I know. We'd have to sue everybody. All of those equity index annuity pitches that are around the country, right?
Right.
All those pitches, it comes out of, you know, they call once in a while or send emails, you know, or they're, it's a marketing group. And it's just, here's your pitch. Here's your pitch. Buy radio time and pitch this. Say this. Boo, 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 boo.
You know, and you so know for one you go, thing, Jim, that guy, and sometimes I've turned on, and I call him a scammer, I turn on for maybe 2 to 3 minutes to see how, you know, how the scam's going. But the thing is, he just has old, and I mean very old recordings.
Yep.
You know, God forbid he should actually take anything live anyway.
No, and I've always said that, Jim. It's one of those things I've always said. I know I was talking with Kevin Miller about this a long, long, long time ago. And when asked that question, is there, you know, not everybody feels the same way you do. And I said, no, it's true. But for over 30 years, this microphone's been wide open to have a discussion about these products. Wide open. I've invited it for 30 years to have somebody call in and tell me why a product that can't do more than 2% is a good and ties your money up for 10 years is a good idea. And nobody ever does. Nobody ever calls to argue it. And so, again, it's to your point. You don't. You just have this pitch that's said all the time. So,
well, you
it
know,
is. That's, it's unfortunate it's out there. And I am very hopeful that the state of Idaho will continue to work on regulation. There was another article in the Wall Street Journal talking about this very fact that there are people out there, most of them are, that drop their securities licenses so that they can lie about insurance policies called annuities, because the regulations are, they're just not there.
Well, as you know, there's another one there, of course, that Miller is always advertising. So, well, I mean, they're popping up here and there.
Well, you know what, and I'm not going to, that is not fair to throw Kevin on that, because it's not. He's doing his job. He's doing his job. He's not there to decide who is valid and who is not. So
true. I'm just saying there's different, I don't know.
There's a couple of them out there. But you know
but
what,
you
Jim,
know,
the times are changing. People are getting smarter. It's no different than if you just take the straight brokerage business. Nobody works on not nobody, but very few now work on any kind of a commission basis. It's all fiduciary relationships now, which that means it's a big word for I can only do what is right for my client, not for me. Period.
Right.
I can't have anything in it for me. Can't accept a commission, a trip to Disneyland. Can't do any of that. And that's just called the straight fee business. And that's what almost everybody, that's all the large, if you will, organizations, producers, however you want to phrase it, do that now. So
well,
it's
you know,
changing.
Change the subject a bit. You know, as far as those dumbass protests goes, I do hope that these protests prove that there's a big flaw in this so-called pandemic, right? I mean, I'd love it if nobody came up with any kind of a flu.
Yeah. Well, I hope that's true. I do. But it'll be Donald Trump's fault if they do.
Well, you know, I mean, it'd be great if Trump was right about everything, right?
Yeah.
The economy goes up, the flu is a big BS, and, I mean, it'd be great.
Well, it would, but we certainly didn't treat it like it was a big BS. This country went in lockdown, and those people, none of them have a job. That's why they have all that time to go stand around and continue to protest.
Well, you know, you hear all these commercials, and everything on the radio is having to do with this pandemic, and they talk about being trapped in your house. Well, that's crazy. That's BS. You could be in your freaking yard. You could be riding a bicycle, you know? I mean, there's nobody forcing you to be in your edifice.
Yeah, it's true.
So.
All right.
Well, anyway, have a great next week.
Thank you.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
I think you're much more interesting when you're on defense.
Okay.
when the market's going down, I think you're more interesting.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, Jim. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. You know, I didn't even know we would talk about this, but I made a note that I talked this past week to a highly rated insurance company to find out what annuity rates were. I just wanted to confirm what the caps were on returns, and that's why when I say they're 2%, I'm not joking. That's what the cap is. What that means is when the market goes down, you don't lose, so you gain zero, okay? And when the market goes up 10%, 12%, 8%, 23%, whatever it is, you get two. Two. That won't work. The only thing it works for is the insurance company. And, of course, with a 10% commission, that works pretty good. All right, we got to take a quick break, our final break this hour. When we come back, we got Lee and hopefully you at 580-KIDO. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. All right, our number here is 580-KIDO. Hey, this is exactly what I'm talking about here, right? This is precisely what I mean about how bad news sells. So this is from Bloomberg, the original Trump haters. I guess they're not. They're just one of many. But Bloomberg obviously hates Trump, all right? And they can't help themselves but dump bad news. But here's the thing. So they're always trying to stay relevant, okay? What is it relevant to just tweet, to just send out notices and write an article about doom and gloom? Here you go. This just came in. Investors sent stocks roaring back at their fastest pace since 1933. That I would think would be good news, but no, it's not. It's apparently not. That rise could come back to bite the economic recovery. Do I need to read more? Nah, I don't think so. Another completely made-up article about nothing. Except it makes me feel like, I don't think I can trust what's going on out there now. Perhaps I should be more frightened than I am. Maybe I need more information. That's all it is. All it is. Let's go to Lee. Lee, thanks for calling. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hello, Lee.
Question about RMDs and about withdrawals from my, IRAs.
Yeah.
I am fully invested in mutual funds.
Okay.
And it pays dividends, most of which are paid in December.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to start drawing on that, and I'm going to be required to take RMDs soon.
Okay.
And would it be best to withdraw the dividends and not have them reinvested? I've always had them reinvested so far. Or should I sell what I need to take out at the time when I need to take it out?
You know, Lee, you can do it either way. Honestly, in this particular case, it's going to come out in December. You want to take your withdrawal, in January. I'd let them come out in cash. There's no reason to reinvest, right, for 1 month or 2 weeks or whatever, right? So it depends on when you want to do it, number one. Number two, I always like to have, when you say mutual funds, that could be a bond fund, a balance fund, a very low-risk fund, or it could be, tech stocks, right? It could be very volatile. So you want to make sure you're balanced and that those dividends not only are enough to come in a bad year and cover your required distributions if you're concerned about it, and the second, if you're spending it, meaning that's what I mean by concern. If you're going to be spending the money, the problem is if you get into a highly volatile period and then you want to take your money out, right? That's the problem with not having enough cash or low risk investments available to you. You don't want to have to sell your stocks. That's how you have you cause permanent damage to your portfolio. Is because you're selling it when it's down. So what you want to do is make sure you have the right balance. It's been great, I'm sure, but you know what I'm talking about. You need a couple of things in there that are kind of equity income. Maybe they have a few higher interest rate things like utility stocks, things like that just don't move around quite as much, okay?
Okay. Well, I certainly don't want to sell when the market's down. That would be very, very damaging. It could be devastating.
Right, exactly. And so with required distributions, you can set an amount you want to have come out, but as you get older, you're going to have to. increase that percentage, as you well know. So I would just kind of prepare your portfolio as a growth and income type of strategy, moving more towards income as you get older, like in your 80s, because your percentage must increase to 5% plus at that point in time. Okay?
Right. Okay, so, terrific.
And when the market hits all-time highs, there's absolutely nothing wrong with saying, okay, my RMD this year, it's June, my RMD this year is, $3,000. I'm just making up a number, of course. You go, okay, it's $3,000. Uh-huh. I'm going to go ahead and sell $3,000 worth right now and take care of business. Why wouldn't you do that when you're on all-time highs?
I would.
All right.
Sounds like having cash on hand.
I think you can
do the
music.
I certainly can.
And... We're gonna be rolling here in the second hour. We have time for your phone calls. Again, thank you, Lee. I appreciate your phone call. And we're going to be taking your calls and, of course, your emails. Our number is 580-5436-580-KIDO. It's Dave at PetsoFinancial.net. And we'd love to hear from you, so do give us a call. And we will be back after Fox News for hour number two. Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us. And, of course, as I always like to say, these are my opinions only, not this station, no broker-dealers. And I mean it when I say if we mention something, don't buy it. Don't sell it. I don't know what your portfolio is. It's absurd. We may use something as an example. But to sit around and think buy, and sell is just – it's off the rails, dumb. I mean, it's just completely off the rails, dumb. I don't think it's a good idea. We all have our things we like to do. You know, for example, my parents and grandparents taught me that gossip was a bad thing. So I think it's an unbelievable waste of time finding out who Brad Pitt is, you know, spending the night with, or what he does with his children, or whatever it is, right? I think it's an unbelievable waste of my time. But what is dangerous is when people are reading and embedding themselves in constant noise. We talked about it in the first hour, right? Where you're just sitting there and you're thinking that really smart people at CNBC are giving you information that you can use. And you can't. And you don't, but you don't know enough to know that here in flyover country, we have a better perspective. Sir John Templeton, one of the greatest investors, if not the greatest investor of all time, said the further he got away from Wall Street, the better his results. He finally wound up in the Bahamas. That's pretty far away. He started in New York, of course. And each time he moved from New York to Florida, then to the Bahamas, their results got better. Okay? Why? We don't trust our own clarity because maybe you don't have the jargon, right? So, Terry, hang on for just one second. This, I think, is just something I really want to make a point here. And this is dangerous. It's a dangerous point, but it's one I want to make. Now, why is it dangerous? Because some people will think it's them. And what I mean by that is this. We need to know ourselves well, but we also have to have common sense. And I know really non-common sense people that think they have common sense, because it's not like people go around going, well, I really don't ever think because I just don't have any common sense at all. It's not my strong suit. But the reality is from what I can tell, and it's totally anecdotal evidence, although I've never found somebody that disagreed with me, common sense is not very common. And it seems to be lessening. People just don't figure stuff out anymore. They don't noodle on things. They're told what to think and do, and that doesn't lead to common sense. Pretty important. Now, what I mean by that is this. As I talked about in the first hour, that groupthink that everybody's in New York and all the smart people are there and they're all talking, da 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 da. And what are they doing? Groupthink. There is no right. It's all shared thought and it's all wrong. And especially when you live in an epicenter of either A, liberalism, yes, it is, the COVID hotspot, which it is, and you're therefore in lockdown like we can't even imagine. That's pretty cranky. So maybe that's why they all got it wrong, like dead wrong. It's important. So us in Flyover Country, or wherever you are, can have better clarity because you're not in the soup. But we still have to protect ourselves. We have to know what we know and know what we don't know. And when you sit back and you say this about what has happened here the last few months, not in hindsight, in foresight, we're not patting ourselves on the back to say we were optimistic about this. We were. You know that. That's like not so weird with me. You know. But we look at the circumstance and go, all the scientists have been wrong about this. The world is not going to die. That is a just an inborn bam. I'm just saying that's not going to happen. Because everything they've said so far about how bad it is has been wrong. They just keep, of course, changing the models. They're not really wrong. It's just a model change. We act like there won't be any therapeutics, that we don't have 250 treatments right now being tested. Some they're so positive about that they're making millions of doses of it, even if they have to throw it away. So it's ready. And with artificial intelligence and cooperation we've never had before, and this public-private enterprise, I don't think it's being wildly optimistic to say stuff's happening and it's going to happen faster than we can even imagine. Do you have to be an epidemiologist to make that leap? No. Do you have to know anything about it? No. In fact, it helps not to. It helps not to because you can have all kinds of other inputs. You don't have, I don't know, 30 years, 40 years of training that this is exactly how something works when it doesn't, because the world is changing. It doesn't work that way. You're more able when you're not right in it to see it. To see human behavior. To see that when you're driving into work, there's a couple more people on the road. When you're talking to your friends and they're like, yeah, we'll come over. When they wouldn't come over. And you say, you know, that's like millions of people are kind of starting to bust out. And then you look at something like an airplane. And instead of making up your mind that when I was a kid, they used to smoke on airplanes. And I'm telling you, they stunk. Okay, good for you. And you know, and everybody talks about, and then the kid five rows back and just spreads the disease all over the airplane. And they never wipe them down. That's all true. I mean, wouldn't even think about it. It was crazy. You would get on an airplane and not wipe down your seat. Crazy. In the middle of flu season? What, were you asking for it? Yeah, you are. So people were, even before this, starting to wipe down. But to not understand that the airplanes have a HIPAA filter, and they're really going through them now, and saying, I'm going to drive all the way across the United States because I'm afraid, makes no sense. But people are doing it, and that's okay, because you know what? They're doing it. When a month or 2 months ago, they won't do it. They won't do it. They're not going to get in a car and drive from here to Las Vegas. Not going to do it. Certainly not going to fly. Not going to go on a golf trip. Not going to go to Hawaii. All those things were in lockdown, but they're not. You feel it, and you feel the antsiness. You feel that people have just money busting out in their pockets. What's that? Common sense. It's not a political statement. And so when we watch news, you have to go, oh, wait a minute. Whoa. Hate Trump. Everything's bad. We're all going to die. Let me show you my spreadsheet of death. They do that. Constantly bringing the experts on to show you how many people are going to die. No, it's not Pollyannish. It's just saying, whoa, time out. What is the point here? Is it a political point? If so, then it's irrelevant. Don't need it. Don't need it. It doesn't help me understand and encourage me to just stop and think. There's so much data out there, so much information. Just not a lot of wisdom. All right, we got to take a quick call. That's enough of me. Enough of me. Let's hear from Terry. Terry, thanks for holding. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
Hey, well, first off, are you invested in Gore-Tex if you're going to go golfing in the rain?
I know. I am. Yes, I should be. I tell you, I've got all my stuff by the front door, right? This is like, you know, layers of this and layers of that. We'll see how it goes. But it's, yeah, it's going to be a wet day, but we will persevere. We will finish.
Oh, go back to Samuel Clemens in one of his aphorisms or statements. There's lies, damn lies, and statistics. And with all of the information flooding in and out, right, left, center, who doesn't know anything, can we trust any of the statistics anymore?
I think so. I think that that's, you know, it's a really valid point, and it's kind of what I was talking about. You have to trust that you can think through an unbiased filter. You know, you hear people all the time saying it's about the science.
Which science?
Correct. Number one, which science? Number two, you're telling me that it makes sense that we can be on the wet sand but not on the dry sand. You're telling me that it's better to be inside than to be on a beach. That's not science. That's a lockdown. And that's what they did in California, and then Hawaii shut down and said, you know, basically closed the beach, only 50 people on this beach. Yeah, we're going to put them all in close quarters. That makes sense. You know, what I'm saying is it? I think none of that makes sense. And yet, we know it's through the political filter. I don't know the answer, but I think we can stop and look at it and say, what science do you believe? Is there a driving political agenda here?
We poor darn deplorables, you know, are not smart enough to go out in the sunshine to kill viruses.
Exactly. Or fresh air. I wonder who. Oh, yeah. Grandma said that. Fresh air and sunshine will cure what ails you. But not in this day and age.
Yep.
And it is sad. It is sad. People are driven and doing strange things. They really are, you know, in fear. Some people are in outrage about it. And so they do silly things, too, and get in people's faces. And they shouldn't do that. That's just not respectful. And it's not. And the people could be nervous on the other side. I don't want them to be nervous. Somebody wants to come in my office wearing a mask. By golly, nobody's going to say anything about that. In fact, good for them. I think it's great. Makes them more comfortable that they will actually go about their lives. I think that's awesome. Rather than staying at home and going, no, I'm not going out.
I go back to one of the great bits of advertisements out there is the Reese's peanut butter cup commercial. It ends with "not sorry." So I'm sorry. You know, I'm not. I am. I know what I am. I know what I have. I know what I think. And I'm sorry. I'm not going to be apologetic. I'm trying to find a way to say that without using the word sorry.
Yeah, I
saw about what I am and in how I act.
Yeah, unless you are one offensive jerk in
well,
in my space.
I have my moments. I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Terry.
Anyway, well, you have a good game, sir, and
I'll do it. And I appreciate your call today, Terry. Have a great rest of the day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good day.
Bye now. And our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We have one more segment upcoming. We're going to take a break here. And if you want, give us a call. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. Hey, we're going to wrap up, and the last half hour will be Kevin Miller and I from Monday. I'm going to go out there and tough it out in the weather here. We've got a little golf outing. I know, it's crazy, but it's what happens when you have outdoor sports. Sometimes they don't exactly, the weather doesn't comply perfectly. So in many ways, it's one of those things you got to change your frame of mind, right? Like, this is the way it is, and I'm looking forward to the challenge, right? Like a guy that's fishing on a bad day. You know, just got to look forward to the challenge. Markets are challenging, and they are. It's really this constant set of noise that comes in. This constant idea that we have to look at the world in a common sense way. And part of that, too, is understanding or trying to, best we can, understand where people come from, where they're coming from, what's going on. Why are people so angry? Well, they've been in lockdown for months. Number one, maybe they've lost a job. That hurts on a lot of levels, right? We'll get past this. We always do. But it is hard to see all of that and then turn it into the market screaming higher like it hasn't since 1933. There's other things that are going on too. Oil has rose from negative to now we're back in the 30s. But it was supposed to be at 10 or below for like the rest of our lives. Oops, experts got the oil thing wrong. Big surprise. Big surprise. Interest rates, this was a real stunner. This was big. Because it's a big indicator of how the world, the markets, the investors are thinking. Interest rates rose a lot last week. As a percentage, a lot. We're up to about 0.9 on a 10-year treasury. I know, laughable, it's really low, you got to be kidding me. You're talking about rising interest rates. I am. What this says is that the economy is growing. It's growing. This is a perfect circumstance. Get those interest rates rising a little bit while the Fed is holding rates at zero. Perfect. Perfect. We don't want rates to rise too much. Yes, we should be concerned about inflation. Why? Because the money supply is exploding like never before. That's what happens when you just throw $2 trillion at something. There's money everywhere. So much money. And when we take a step back and you think about this from a common sense perspective, TSA. Yep, those people that check you at the airports. In the past 2 weeks, is up 40%. That's how many more passengers are going through. 40% more. No, it's from nothing. I get that. But it's busting out. Gas sales are up 24% in a month. People are moving around. People are moving around. You can just call them green shoots, but this is a reality of it. This is what's right in front of us. This is what's happening. Some of these companies are so positive, as I said, about their treatments and viruses, vaccines. So positive that they're actually manufacturing them before testing them. They feel so good about it. Because they don't want to go through the testing and then start manufacturing, because that's going to be a lot of lives lost. Cooperation like we've never seen before. I know many of you have spent your life hating pharmaceuticals, hating what they do. I don't. Because it doesn't take very long to look right at your family and go, that one's alive, that one's alive. That one should have been dead 20, 30 years ago. Why? Medical advances and primarily pharmaceuticals. Yeah, I know. They charge too much, blah, blah, blah. All ought to be just given for free. Just magic and then free. Sometimes we have to just be happy, right? But you see that. You see cooperation among the pharmaceutical industry now. Artificial intelligence. Watson with IBM is working on the problem. Genetic companies that have broken down the virus to the level of DNA so they can recreate it, test it, find the ones that kill it, hurt it, do whatever they're trying to do to it. Recreate it. Bam, bam, bam. Cooperation like never before. This is going to be okay. It's going to be okay. All right, let's take a quick question real quick here. Dave, I bought some quality dividend stocks in March and had good gains. I felt I needed to trim a few positions. Anything wrong with having 10 to 20% in cash in my long-term investment account at this time? No problem, because I know you. No, most time I'd say no. You don't do that because you're market timing, and I know you are. But you're not. You trimmed a few positions. As long as you have a plan, something's going to take a dip down, you will buy, reposition. This is not a long-term position. You're not waiting for the market to do something terrible like cut in half. Not a problem at all. Take, and you got some ammunition, you're fine. Just don't overtrade. Just be very careful. I got to get out of here. Off to the golf course. I know. You guys hunker down. Stay warm. Stay dry. Have a great rest of the weekend.